For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
We heard from some of the players on this year's team. We heard from Lamont Butler, Brandon Garrison, Colin Chandler, and we were able to ask some questions. We're going to break down those questions, what we learned from these players, and some of the different topics discussed. That is going to be what we talk about on today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over at Wildcats Today, joined as always by my co-host, Carson Nash. Carson, we're fully back into the swing of things. How you doing? What's going on with you, brother?
Yeah, nothing much going on over here. You know, just working. That's about it. But couple updates from the Cats. You know, it's good to hear.
Man, that was like the most boring what's been going on with you you've given in like 5 months. Like, there's, you got nothing for me. You got no little story. You've got nothing's going on. Long day at work. I mean, what's going on with you?
I mean, I have stuff going on. I mean, I had a good past weekend this weekend.
He's busy. This guy's busy. This is adult Carson Nash.
Yeah. I went to the lake this past weekend. It was a good time. I had a good time.
Sprites?
What?
A lot of Sprites?
Not really, honestly. No, only a couple. You know, I was going for the vibes instead this time.
Who have you become? Whatever. All right. We've grilled Carson enough for one day. Not really, but we'll probably get to that later. But, you know.
I'll go back your way soon.
Oh, yeah. No, how about no? But if you haven't already hit that subscribe button, we're getting close to 2,000. We're getting there, ladies and gentlemen. That's the next goal. So please keep hitting that button. We appreciate y'all. But, Carson, you know, before we – so – I took videos of the questions we asked at the little press conference thing today, and we'll play those and break them down. But, I mean, Carson, you've seen the videos. Before we play them, what were your initial thoughts just listening to these guys? Before we get into the real content of it, what did you think when you immediately heard from some of these players?
Well, the first thing that crosses my mind is we already have a really good set team chemistry, in my opinion.
Yes, agreed.
All these guys have – talk very, very highly about everyone else in that locker room, not only basketball wise, but person wise. Mm-hmm. And so that something like that really excites me. If you're this early in the year and you already have players talking like that, respective of the players around them and coaches around them, then that makes for a good team and at least a great foundation.
Yeah, I agree. That was the first thing I took away, was that these guys seem close. And I wrote an article about a couple of these quotes that we're going to discuss already. But, you know, that was my first reaction, was these guys seem tight. And you got to remember, these guys weren't in a recruiting class together. It's not like they've kind of known each other without knowing each other for like 5 or 6 months. These guys have known each other for a short period of time, and they already seem close. And I really like that. I think it's a good thing. You know, it leads to wins on the court. I don't care what you say. Having a team that is close off the court leads to that chemistry and leads to victories on the court. And I think it was Lamont Butler who talked a little bit about that, about how, you know, the chemistry is growing and they're working on it. But they're getting there. And so, and the other takeaway, and I want to discuss this before I play the video, because I think y'all will agree once you watch it. And he should be, but Lamont Butler seems like I think he's going to be the leader on this team. You know, because he's one of the older guys. You know, I just don't see Kirk Creasa. Like, is he to me, he's a leader without being a leader. He's the silly guy. I don't know if he's the real leader of the group. Not to say he's not, but kind of more like, I think Lamont Butler, just based off hearing from him a few times now, hearing his conversation, hearing him talk about his teammates and talk about the season, I think he really might be the leader on this basketball team. But I want y'all to watch this. So we're going to play this. It's a minute, 20-second long clip of the two questions I was able to ask Lamont. So we're going to play this video real quick, and then Carson and I are going to break down what He just got done talking about. So I'm going to play that video clip right now. We'll discuss it when it is over here in about a minute and 20 seconds.
Well, throughout your career, you know, you've had the ball in your hands a lot in late game situations, hit some clutch shots. You know, what kind of goes through your brain when you got the ball in your hands and you gotta make a clutch shot?
Only thing that's going through my mind at that time is just win the game. You know, I'm not really worried about everything else. My main focus is to win the game. A lot of times that may be me taking a shot. Yeah. Might be me making a play for someone else to hit a big shot. So it's just about winning the game. Offense side, defensive side, if I'm on defense, I'm trying to win the game at the end of the possession, end of the game. So that's my mindset.
And then, you know, you're all – the backcourt, for the most part, you know, it's a veteran group, really, as this whole team is. You know, a few practices down, what would you say you've seen from this backcourt? Are you getting excited for this group for the season?
Yeah, we got a great group. Backcourt is amazing. We can shoot the lights out the ball. So I think it's going to be really tough to beat us. Just seeing it right now, I think it's forming well. Like you said, we have a veteran group, so we're learning quick and gelling quick. So just trying to continue to get that team chemistry now. It's going at a fast pace right now. We're learning all the new stuff that Coach Pope is trying to instill in us. But we've been playing very well, and I'm excited for it.
Kind of on that.
So, Carson, initial thoughts on that video from Lamont Butler.
Yeah, you know, the main thing that excites me is all he really talked about was winning games, right? Mm-hmm. So whenever he gets the ball in his hands, it's not, oh, I need to make the shot. Oh, I need to make this pass to win the game. It's I need to do whatever I need to do to win this game. Yeah. And that's what I love to hear, because if you can get your leader to buy into that mindset and instill that in the younger guys around him and the other players that believe in him as much as he does, I think that's huge for this team.
I agree. And, you know, I loved how I asked him about, you know, you got the ball in your hands late in the game. Like what goes through your mind? I love that he didn't say, oh, I got to get a shot up. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. You know, I love that he talked about winning games with his defense, winning games by finding open teammates to take the last shot. That is a winning mentality. And that is how a leader responds to that question. You know, a player who might not be a leader might say, you know, when I got the ball in my hands, my first thought is to how can I, you know what I mean? How can I score? How can I win the game? His mentality is how can he make the right play and the smart decision, whether it's passing to an open teammate, taking the shot himself, how much time's on the clock? How can I make the right decision for our team leading to a victory? I loved that. And I just, you know, I love hearing him talk about this backcourt. I loved hearing him say, we're going to shoot the lights out of the ball. You know, it's an all-around great, it was a great conversation. He said everything that I think should and could get Big Blue Nation pumped up, he said. You know, I'm fired up now from what he said. It sounds like this went really well. The other thing he discussed, Carson, and I didn't get this on video, which is really wild, but they talked about the La Familia scrimmage. And they talked about it, went really well. Everything, you know, basically the rumors, you know, they're all true is what it sounds like. You know, that's what we found out is they weren't as, I thought they'd be a little bit more secretive about it. They were pretty open talking about it. But everything that we, you know, you and I discussed on our last show, Carson, is pretty much true. All of the, it went well. And I think that was great to hear. It was fun to actually listen to the players talk about Colin Chandler, discuss this a little bit. But, you know, Colin Chandler was like, it's really cool to, like, you know, I used to use Willie Cauley-Stein on 2K. And now, like, you know, he's dunking on me. You know what I mean? Like, it was fun hearing them talk about that experience, which is cool for them. But I think that quote from Lamont, that's what stood out to me, was A, he sounds like a leader, and you have to be a leader. You know what I mean? He needs to be. And we're going to play a quote from Brandon Garrison here in a little bit, where he talks a little bit about Amari Williams and what he's learning from Amari Williams. And I think you could maybe argue that Amari Williams is the leader of the front court. Andrew Carr, I think, is mixed in there as well. And you got to remember, like, Ainsley Almanor is an older player as well. But I think, you know, Amari Williams is really going out of his way to help Brandon Garrison, who, you know, and I told Brandon this when I asked him the question. I said, like, you know, you're a younger guy on this team. And I gave him the air quotes because he's already, you know, he's played a year of college basketball, but compared to the rest of this roster, he is young. But I think Lamont then is the leader of the backcourt, is the vibe I'm getting. So Carson, any other quotes? I mean, any other thoughts on these quotes from Lamont Butler?
No, I don't really got anything else. I like how he said they're going to shoot the crap out of the ball, basically. Because that's pretty exciting. All I've heard recently about him, Travis, and Kerr is that they can't miss. So
yeah, that was what the quote from Colin Chandler is about. We talked about Trent Noah and Travis Perry, so we'll get there in a minute because he had some high praise for his fellow freshmen. But yeah, I mean, final thoughts on that quote from Lamont Butler to me is he seems like all three of these guys seem like great people, which you and I talk about all the time, Carson. You want a team who are great guys off the court and great players on the court. It's exactly the vibes I'm picking up from this team, you know, having been around them a few times now. I love that Lamont Butler talked about his defense, because his defense is going to be a huge part of this team. He knows that. He realizes how important him being able, you know, if there's a game where Lamont Butler scores 4 points, but let's say we're playing Alabama, right? And Lamont Butler scores 4 points, but Mark Sears scores 11, you take that any day of the week. And that's what he's going to do. Yes, Lamont Butler is going to have a couple games here where he scores 15 to 20 points. I'll tell you that. But he's also going to have some games where he scores 4 to 8 points, but he's a lockdown defender. And that is what the value he brings to this team. But so now, Carson, let's get right into this quote from Brandon Garrison. I was able to ask him a few questions, and he talks a little bit about passing the ball as a big guy and then what he's learned from Amari Williams. So we're going to play that video clip right now. It's about 54 seconds long, and then we will break it down.
So, I mean, you know, you're one of the, you know, younger guys relatively. You've obviously played a year of college basketball. You're still kind of one of the younger guys on this team. You know, playing with a guy like Amari, what do you think you've learned from him so far? Just a guy who's a little bit more experienced. What have you learned from him so far?
I've been learning a lot from him just because he's a three-time defensive player of the year in his conference. So him just giving me little defensive keys and, like, just little stuff like that, that's, I feel like it's helping my game. And, like, him guarding me, you know, he probably already got his grown man strength. So just going against that is just making me better, I feel like.
Yeah. And then, you know, everyone, we keep hearing Coach Pope loves his big guys to be able to pass the basketball. Is that something y'all have been working on really hard so far this offseason?
Yeah. You know, I feel like me and Amari was top passers in the country. I feel like just from watching his film and my film. So I just feel like it's a perfect fit for us.
Yeah. Makes a ton of sense.
So immediate reaction there, Carson. I loved what I kind of hinted at a minute ago. I love hearing that Amari is teaching, you know, he's teaching Brandon, because Amari's been around for a while. And, you know, I felt bad asking Brandon that because, you know, he's played a year of college basketball, but you can always learn from guys that have been around a long time. And he answered the question well, talking about, I'm always going to listen to a guy who's won Defensive Player of the Year in his conference three times. How can you not take that type of advice? So, Carson, what was your reaction to him answering these questions?
I thought it was funny. When he said that, he was like, yeah, it's tough guarding him because, you know, he's already got that grown man strength.
Mm-hmm.
that was pretty funny. No, but yeah, I mean, everything he said is right. Like, I've heard Amari has been a flash in the recent practices and scrimmages. They said had very high praise for him. So Brandon getting to learn from him is huge. And anything he takes away from Amari defensively or offensively is going to benefit us in the future.
Yeah. When you watch this, you know, the breakdown, I mean, when you listen to Brandon Garrison answer those.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Questions. I love how this team as a whole, and it's the same with, you know, Lamont Butler answered another question someone else asked about, like, teaching some of the younger guys on this team and helping, you know, a Travis Perry, you guys like that. And it's great that these players, the veterans on this team, they want to win a national championship. They are trying to do everything in their power to help make the younger guys be better versions of themselves. And that's exactly what we're talking about right here in this quote from Brandon Garrison, talking about stuff he's learning from Amari Williams. And a team, this team chemistry, this being a tight team, I think it's so valuable. I think it's so important. Some might say, who cares? I think the worst Kentucky teams during the Cal era were the ones that were, you know, Hollywood and all about me and all about the NBA and not about a team and not about Kentucky. This team, they're about one another. They're about winning. They, you know, as Coach Pope always says, and we hear these players say all the time, they understand the assignment. The expectation here at Kentucky is to win national championships. That's what this team's here to do. And I like that the veterans are doing everything they can to try and teach some of these young guys, you know, the ropes and learn a little bit. So I loved that. And then I loved hearing, you know, because I know Brandon Garrison can pass the ball a little bit. I loved hearing his confidence, you know, because here's the deal. I would not have considered him as good of a passer as Amari. And I still don't, you know, I still don't. But watching the film on Brandon, he is a good passer, a good passer. I think Amari is an elite passer.
Yeah.
But I love hearing that Brandon's just confident in this game, man. I mean, he's confident. And he's a good passer. A great passer. I just don't think he's quite as good as Amari. But he believes he is, and he's working hard, and I love that. I think he's a really great player, a great young man. It was great listening to him, you know, hearing him talk. And I'm just telling you, every time I hear from these players and I hear from this coaching staff, I just get a little bit more confidence that this team can make a run in the tournament. So, Carson, any other thoughts on what we heard from Brandon Garrison?
No, but I mean, what you're saying is right. Well, everything he says gets me so excited just because of how much confidence this team just they have so much confidence right now. And it's so early and everything's so new that you kind of have to be excited because if you're gelling this well, this quick, that's the recipe for something special.
Agreed. I'm with you on that. In a minute, we're going to play. I asked Colin Chandler to talk about, you know, his fellow freshman. Obviously, he's a little bit older, but still a freshman. So to talk about Noah and Perry. And, you know, listening to Colin Chandler, they continue. We've heard a lot of good things about Colin Chandler lately. And he owned up to it. He said, I don't think I'm not back there yet. I'm not back to being me yet. He continued to use the word ramping up. He is ramping back up to being the player he, you know, was before he went on his mission trip. And that was the main topic people kept asking him about it is, you know, hey, and he said, I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there and I'm feeling really good. And everything I've heard is that he is playing some really, really good basketball. And I love that you're hearing that. You're hearing that he's playing great basketball, but then you ask him about it and he goes, I'm not there yet. I mean, if he's playing great and he's not there yet, watch the heck out. I mean, you know, get off the track. I mean, you know, really, like, because I think he's going to be special. And I loved hearing him talk. He's just so excited to be here. You know what I mean? He talked about
that's one thing I love about this team too, is they're all just excited to be here.
Yeah. It was just really cool to see, you know, he talked about how his life kind of changed. He never would have expected for this to happen. He was going to go to BYU. He was going to play under Coach Pope. And then when Coach Pope said, hey, come with me, he said he's really just happy to be here. And he's just in a historic program. And, you know, it's just really cool. It's really cool for him. And it was cool to hear him talk about what this experience has been like for him since coming home from his mission trip. But let's play this quote from Colin Chandler. He talks a little bit about his fellow freshman. 40-second clip, and then we will break it down.
You just talked about Travis a little bit. You know, speaking on your fellow freshman, Trent Noah and Travis, what have you seen from them so far? How are they doing?
They're awesome. It's cool to, because it is a new experience for all of us. Yeah. It's our first time going about it, and so you get to bond over that. And so what I've noticed by those two is they're some of the best shooters I've ever seen in my life. And so getting in the gym with them is making me so much better. It raises the expectation for myself of where I need to be, where I need to be shooting the ball. And so those guys have been awesome for me.
I don't know if this has been asked already, but
So, you know, I really liked that from Colin Chandler. You know, we know that Trent Noah and Travis Perry are great shooters, but hearing one of their teammates break it down, you know what I mean? Hearing one of their peers as a fellow freshman break it down, it was cool to see. And knowing that these guys are, you know, we don't expect any of those three names to be one and done. So we expect to see Chandler and Perry and Noah here in Lexington playing for Kentucky for many, many years. It was just cool to see that they're building a relationship as, you know, this year's freshman class. And I really liked that quote. So, Carson, what was your reaction to listening to Colin Chandler talk about the freshmen?
Yeah, I like the fact that they're already seem pretty close. And they seem pretty talented based on the words that Colin Chandler uses. So that really excites me, especially them getting to sit back and learn from these veterans that are going to actually probably play most of the time and be great. So it really does just get me really excited. I mean, Travis has been taking over apparently in practices.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, that see, I remember when we were breaking down the roster, I was like, you know, there's a chance. There's a little chance that Travis.
Do you believe it though? I believe that he's playing well. I do. I believe he's playing well. Do you believe he's going to overtake and take some minutes from one of these old veterans? I mean,
I don't see it yet, but I mean, it's inching. Like, it's inching closer to maybe more minutes than most would expect.
Yeah. I don't know if I buy it yet. And I hate that because I would love to get behind.
I'm starting to buy in. I was kind of the same way. I'm starting to buy in. After everything I've seen and heard, I don't know. I think you should look out for Travis Perry, man.
Well, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying I'm not buying in. I'm more saying I think that it's going to be really hard for him to beat out those two guys. That's what I'm saying. Or, you know, I mean, some of these other guards. That's what I'm saying.
I agree. But what I'm saying is, like, now I think it might be more likely him getting on the court as a one or a two for a little bit more of the time than he was going to get.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's fair. And I still – now, I'm definitely excited for 25-26 Travis Perry. I am very excited for that. Does he have a massive role this season? And I'm not saying you're saying massive because you're not saying massive role. But you're saying watch out because he could have a role. I'll buy into that he could have more of a role than I expected. Like, could he have a Jordan Burks-esque role this year? I could buy into that. You know, he's going to play some minutes. Maybe if you want to go small and you need a shooter out there, you put your, you know what I mean? Like, I can buy into that. But a significant role, and I would love to be wrong. I would love to be wrong, Biz. I would love for him to play 20 minutes and be a star. That'd be awesome because it's easy to root for these Kentucky kids. But I don't quite know if I'm there yet. But if we keep hearing good things week by week, day by day, month by month, I can start to get behind it. So that is my thoughts there. Carson, I want to ask you a few more questions off topic. Do you have any more thoughts on these quotes from these three players?
No, I will add one more point to the last quotes about the freshmen. I just think it seems right now as if the freshmen are more ahead of schedule than we would have previously thought. Which that sets up really well for the future, for the next 2-3 years. I think them being ahead of the curve right now is massive for us.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fully with you on that, 100%. So that's our thoughts on that. It was cool to get to talk to the players and get to ask some questions, you know, and get to know these guys a little bit better. But, Carson, you know what I love? The exhibition game that they scheduled yesterday. I love that. You know, Minnesota State's the name, right? The team, Minnesota State. Yeah. The D2 national champions. That's awesome. You know, you're only going to have two after that exhibition game. You're going to have two games unless they add something to the schedule, you know, but before you go play Duke. And I'll tell you this. I don't care what anyone here says.
You're not going to be a pushover.
That game will be better. We've seen teams, you know, who, I mean, Louisville lost to, like, they've lost
to bad D2 teams.
Yeah, a bad D2. Wasn't it 2 years in a row they've done that? Or
yeah.
Once? What? And I mean, we'll take any chance to make fun of Louisville, but like this happens. This happens. Good, solid teams. And Louisville is a terrible team. I've seen basketball teams lose some of these D2 teams because for these D2 teams, this is their chance. Like, you remember, have you ever watched the video of when Transy came and played Kentucky and Rupp?
I was there.
No, but I'm saying, have you seen the YouTube video of the Transy side of it?
No.
Mike showed it to me. It was really cool because, like, it showed the side of, like, man, they wanted to win that basketball game with everything in them. They're going to give you their best shot. And their best shot, whether it's Transy or, in my opinion, Division II Minnesota State, you should still beat that team by 10 to 20 points because you're better than they are. But they're really good. You know what I mean? I would put so much money on Minnesota State to beat last year's Louisville team. I would put $100 without a second thought. So I'm not saying this is a bad, this is a really solid.
I think it's a great idea by Pope just to get the team ready.
Why
for
not?
That game.
You know what I mean? Like, why not?
Why not?
So I'm excited about it. I'm really, really excited about that ball game, and I think it's great. Play good teams. Why not? You know, don't play. Why not? You know, last year you played Georgetown and Kentucky State, and they are not as good. You know, Georgetown NAIA, Kentucky State's D2 team. They're just not as good as this team. That's just the reality. Like, this team would be both those teams by 50 points. Like,
yeah,
that's how good this team is.
Why I think Pope's a genius for doing that, because Cal never really, all his exhibition games were just bringing his friends back.
Yeah,
I think Pope is using these games to actually set up for success
and make the team better. And that's
because our Champions Classic record in the recent years has been pitiful.
Yeah.
So
because I don't think they've been ready. You know what I mean?
Like, they haven't been. They haven't been.
So I'm with you on that. Carson, do you got any recruiting stuff for us before we call it a day?
Well, that center that we were talking about on the last podcast, he officially reclassified into the 2024. His class, his name's Julius Halafuna.
Yeah, it's not looking good on him. I just read that.
No. Well, I just wanted this. He's just an option out there.
I'm saying he did. I just read. I didn't know if you'd seen it. I just read like 2 hours ago. It's not looking. I don't think we're going to land him. Now, I remember, this stuff happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You never know until he commits. You never know. But I don't have a great feeling there. Any other 25 news? Any other recruiting news?
No, I haven't heard much of anything else. There hasn't been a ton of news.
No, there's not been since our last show today. There's not been a ton. You know, Pope's offered some players and stuff like that. But, you know, offering players, when we start talking visits, we'll have a conversation about it.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. Keep hitting that subscribe button. Really appreciate y'all. Helps the show a ton. Hit the like button. Turn on the notifications so you know when we're posting. Really, really appreciate y'all continuing to do all those things. Hope everybody has an outstanding rest of their Tuesday, and we will see y'all on Thursday.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.